This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
So Terry, the Browns are getting ready to play their second preseason game, but there's been some off-the-field things going on. Number one, Duke Johnson was traded.
Right, he was. He'd wanted to be traded from the time the Browns signed Kareem Hunt, even though Hunt's going to be suspended for the first 8 games. Remember, Baker Mayfield was not wild when not just that Duke Johnson in the spring gave his "I want to be traded" talk. He did it for about 20 minutes, and I was there that day. So you kind of had the guys coming off the field, and about 20 feet away is Baker Mayfield. And Mayfield's waiting to kind of speak next, but he's standing there, hands on hips, staring at Duke Johnson. Right. So then they go, "Well, Baker, what do you think of that?" And he goes, "Self-inflicted wounds." And he gave the old "get on the bus" or "get off" or "get on the train." He had buses and trains going.
Yeah.
You know, you're either with us or against us.
Yeah.
And at that point, I felt like, uh-oh, they're going to have to do something here. And, you know, eventually they did trade Duke, and they got a third-round pick for him is probably what they're going to get from Houston. How about this, Amanda? Running backs are so devalued in the NFL when it comes to trading. A third-round pick will be the highest any team has received in a trade for a running back since the Browns traded Trent Richardson in 2013 to the Colts for a first-round pick. They're just viewed as, if you don't have this guy, you can get that guy. And, you know, there was like no ripple effect or anything. There's just this guy, Dontrell Hilliard, gets to be the backup, and they'll wait for Kareem Hunt. And meanwhile, you got a Pro Bowl guy and Nick Chubb.
Okay. Then we have the thing that seems to happen every year is that somebody fails a drug test.
Right. I mean, really, if you'd have asked me, this is not an "I told you so" or whatever, but it's like somebody said, "Hey, name the guy in the Browns who just flunked the drug test." I would have named the guy who flunked the drug test at the NFL Combine.
Okay.
Antonio Callaway, who was suspended for his last year at Florida, not simply because he was using marijuana, but there were some other off-field issues. He didn't play at all. Then he went to the NFL Combine. Remember, we always call that, the NFL people call it the idiot drug test. Don't be an idiot. Pass it. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're told when you go to the NFL Combine where they do physicals and things, you will be drug tested.
Right.
Browns take him anyway. And remember, last spring, he was pulled over in his car. They found some marijuana for traffic violation. He claimed it was his brother's, and he got off.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, he obviously, not only did he flunk it, he didn't show up in shape for training camp. The Browns, this is now a Josh Gordon holding the franchise hostage because he's the best player or whatever. At best, Callaway was the third best receiver on the team, and I would argue he's fourth or fifth. When you have Odell Beckham and you have Jarvis Landry, you're not holding your breath about Antonio Callaway, whether he plays or not. So you know what happens. He's going to serve his 4 games or whatever. Meantime, you have a bunch of young guys like DJ Montgomery, an undrafted guy from Austin Peay who came in. And you have Jalen Strong, who hurt one to one team and hurt his knee and is trying to rebuild his career. And you have a guy named Derek Willis, who was on the verge of making the team last year and then broke his collarbone. You know, the coaches love these guys. So they're going, "What? You know, fine, Antonio, you just sit over there." And the rest of the players are like, "Well, forget you, buddy." I mean, they'll say nice things about him. But we got a bunch of guys over here. We'll find some backups.
Yeah.
And see, that's the difference between now and before, where this would have been, this is like just a minor sideshow. Before would have been the, you know, the three-ring circus. So you go out to training camp. It's pretty much all business. I mean, Freddie Kitchens is running a tough camp. This is the toughest camp I've seen since Eric Mangini. But I don't mean they're beating each other up, but it's like, especially they had a coach named Mike Pettine, Amanda.
Right, I remember.
Yeah. You would go out there, and it's like half the team, maybe that's an exaggeration, but 15 to 20 guys out of the 80 or so out there would be in T-shirts and shorts riding these exercise bikes during the, you know. It's like they're training for the Tour de France. I mean, it was ridiculous. And Hugh Jackson had some of that going, too. Well, Freddie Kitchens has a rule. He doesn't want guys playing with pulled hamstrings or whatever. But guess what? You're wearing your pads and you're wearing your helmets and you're standing there.
Yeah.
You know, with the rest of us. Well, they asked Kitchens, the coach, about making these guys wear pads. And he goes, "Well, y'all know, football's played in pads."
Okay, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.